This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Senior BJP MP Om Birla is all set to be the NDA nominee for the post of Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha. This was confirmed by the highly placed sources. The government has reached out to the opposition for a consensus on Mr. Birla's name. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Piyush Goyal had a meeting with Congress leader K.C. Venugopal and T.R. Balu of DMK. According to sources, there is no consensus between the government and the opposition as yet, and they too are likely to field their nominee for the Speaker's post. Meanwhile, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has said that the opposition is ready to extend support to the Speaker's candidate, but the Deputy Speaker post must be given to the opposition candidate. Briefing media in the Parliament House complex today, Mr. Gandhi said Rajnath Singh called Mallikarjun Kharge and he asked him to extend support to the Speaker. He said the entire opposition said that they are ready to give support for the Speaker's post, but the convention is that the Deputy Speaker post should be given to the opposition. The second day of the 18th Lok Sabha today began with the newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. As the House met for the day, Advocate Goval Kagda Padvi of Congress took oath in Hindi, while another party MP Bachao Shobha took oath in Marathi. BJP MP Smita Uday Wagh also took oath in Marathi. Another party MP Anoop Sanjay Dhotre, Balwant Baswant Wankhede of Congress, and Amar Sharad Rao Kale of NCP, Sharad Pawar, Shyam Kumar Daulat Barve of Congress, Dr. Srikant Eknath Shinde of Shiv Sena, Naresh Ganpat Maske of Shiv Sena and others were also administered the oath. The oath-taking ceremony is underway. A total of 266 MPs took oath yesterday and the remaining MPs will take oath today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to all those great men and women who resisted the emergency of 1975. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this day reminds how the Congress Party subverted basic freedoms and trampled over the Constitution of India, which every Indian respects greatly. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has taken over 5 cases from Bihar, Gujarat and Rajasthan to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG examinations. According to officials, the CBI has re-registered 1 case each from Gujarat and Bihar and 3 cases from Rajasthan. The CBI is also expected to take up another case from Latur in Maharashtra. The officials also said that while the FIR filed by Bihar police pertained to alleged paper leak, the other 4 cases were related to alleged malpractices such as impersonation and cheating involving the candidates, local officials and invigilators. The first meeting of the high-level committee of experts constituted by the Ministry of Education to ensure transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations through National Testing Agency, NTA, was held yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, the chairman of the committee, Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, said that the first priority of the committee is to elicit concerns and suggestions from the students and parents for which the committee will engage with them. Dr. Radhakrishnan said the committee is also looking at developing a robust and tamper-proof system aiming to lessen the difficulties and stress of the students. Our correspondent reports that recently the government constituted a 7-member committee headed by former ISRO chairman Dr. K. Radhakrishnan. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde yesterday performed Bhumi Pujan for various development works worth ₹547 crore in the Bhandara district. The various development projects include the first phase of the Water Tourism Center, an underground drainage scheme, beautification of lakes at Bhandara and Pavani under the Amrit Yojana, among others. On this occasion, the Chief Minister announced that ₹102 crore have been allocated to water tourism projects. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, Afghanistan defeated Bangladesh by 8 runs by DLS method in a nail-biting match at Kingston in St. Vincent. With this win, Afghanistan advanced to the semi-final as the 4th team and in the process knocked Australia out of the World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.